Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise. Amen. I'm coming to understand that I live on Turtle Island. You also live on Turtle Island. According to Mother Avant, a tribe mother of the clan of Mashpee, as well as many indigenous nations, the North American area has the shape of the turtle's shell, with a spiny ridge, the Rocky Mountains. Protruding from the shell are the tail of Mesoamerica, the limbs of Florida, California, Alaska, Quebec, and the head pointing toward the North Pole. The continent also has 13 regions that correspond with the 13 plates that are on the turtle shell. Many traditional elders say that the natural sacred way to govern ourselves was taught to us by the way of the nature of the turtle. And many creation stories begin with the earth on the back of the turtle. The turtle symbolizes wisdom. The way of the turtle is a slow way, a conscious way, a way of living wisely. Paul says to the new community of Jesus followers, be careful how you live as wise people. When I was a new graduate and practitioner of social work, my nickname in my work community was Turtle. Not because I was slow, thoughtful, and wise, but because I carried on my back a sense of grand urgency and intensity and speed to every task I was given. And so it was a nickname full of irony. I was efficient at my work, but at times a bit unwise in my decision making. One time, even in haste, I was actually held at gunpoint because I refused to wait for the police to arrive to intervene, but that is for a whole nother sermon. And so as a new practitioner, my team was constantly telling me that what I needed to learn was to slow down. Turtle, they would say, slow down. Live as wise people. This past week, as my family and I enjoyed a slow down week at the beach, I went for a run because, as I said, slowing down is hard for me. So I went for a run on the beach. The sun had just come up for another day of lighting the world, and I was enjoying the new warmth and the sound of the waves. But as I ran, something stopped me in my tracks, as if God was saying, slow down, look around you. And as I looked down at my feet, I saw a very rare sight. A baby sea turtle hatchling was slowly making her way across the hot sand. She was so tiny, and she was moving so deliberately toward the shining light of the ocean. I immediately felt a sense of awe that one feels when you are witnessing something magnificent and extraordinary. Within seconds, two other women stopped as well and looked down. We had all been pulled to this incredible sight. This little baby sea turtle didn't notice us at all, but just kept moving, steady and sure of her direction. The three of us women instinctually surrounded her with our bodies, protecting her from all of the traffic and the fast-moving people on the beach. And before you knew it, we were all yelling, Go, baby turtle, go! You can do it! Seemingly unaware of our cheers, the baby finally met the edge of the tide. The waves came in and washed the baby a few feet back, and we moved with her, continuing our anthem of support. Go, baby turtle, go! You can do it! Another wave, and a few feet back she went again, but eventually she caught that wave at the exact right moment, and it washed her out of sight. Under she went until she became one with the sea, until she and the sea were flowing in the exact same direction, and she was gone. The two women looked up at me and smiled. We all knew we had witnessed really a bit of a miracle there together. And we stopped and we said a little prayer. Please, God, let her make it all the way out to her brothers and sisters out in that big sea. Please, God, let her make her way. Jesus says, those that eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Those that are nourished and fed by Jesus's presence, his full humanity and his full divinity will abide in him and he will abide in them. The way towards being a follower of Jesus is to be fed by his presence, his teachings, his prayers. The way towards being a follower of Jesus is to consume what he offers us through the living bread, which is his life, his body, his blood. Through Jesus's full humanity and his full divinity, Jesus offers us as humans a way to live, a path that if we follow it, we will become one with him and each other, and he will become one with us. Together, we will abide with Jesus. To abide means to find a steady state or flow. Jesus's way is the way of love. So to abide with Jesus can be understood as finding a steady state of love and flowing in that steady state of love in our everyday living. In that way, Jesus says, we will abide in him and he in us. The sea turtle has been on the endangered species list for decades. The sea turtle has been endangered by many things: fishing, pollution, warming sea temperatures, hunting and poaching for eggs and shells. But the greatest threat to the way of the turtle has been ambient light. Light that mimics the true light of the moon or the sun shining on the sea. When ambient light mimics the true light that guides the baby turtle toward the sea, the babies can get distracted and go in the wrong direction, moving away from the sea rather than towards it. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. No one gets to my Father except through me. For a hatchling baby turtle, getting to the sea, even without these human threats, is difficult. Many natural predators exist for a tiny little baby sea turtle. Seagulls, sharks, all kinds of things exist that may naturally make the way of the turtle difficult. But when human-made threats are added to that natural order of things, the way of the turtle, the steady state or flow that leads a turtle to abiding with the sea, had become almost impossible. Live as wise people, not as unwise people. But then we as humans wised up. We became curious about why the turtle population was decreasing, and we became curious about what we were doing that led to the decrease of that population. And then we studied it and figured out a few things. And then we changed our ways of living so that the way of the turtle could be protected. Humans changed our hunting practices, our fishing modalities, our building laws and policies. It took many, many years, but we changed the way we live so that the way of the turtle could be possible again. The most impactful change humans made in our way of living was to turn off the ambient light, to shut down the false lights that misguided the babies away from their steady state or flow toward the ocean. It seems to me that true Jesus followers are also an endangered species. Those humans that are truly in a steady state or flow of love, following the way of Jesus, are also threatened. And I am becoming more and more curious about what it is that threatens this way of life for us. I want to study it like a scientist. I want to sound the alarms and call together all of those that are concerned with the flourishing and the population of Jesus followers so that we can change the way we live to protect the way of Jesus followers so that we can truly abide in that way. And to me, even before the studies come in, it seems that for us, like the little baby sea turtle, ambient light, false light is also our biggest threat to abiding with Jesus. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." The flashy lights of consumerism, the bright lights of supremacy, the glaring lights of pride and egoism, the beams of the light of individualism and scarcity, they shine all around us, pulling us away from unity and love, and rather towards a way of life that ends in separation and isolation and contempt. Church is to Jesus followers what the Wildlife Foundation is to baby sea turtles. We, if we choose to be, are the scientists and enthusiasts that are called together to discover what threatens our way toward abiding with Jesus. We are those that have been given the task of understanding how to live more wisely. The way of a Jesus follower is not easy. As I watched the baby turtle shuffling forward in the deep, hot sand, so tiny and alone, I thought to myself, "I see you. I get you. This is hard. What you are doing right now is hard." Then I thought to myself, you were made for this. You were made by God for this exact moment to break out of your shell and push your way towards the light, the true light of life, which for you is that great big ocean. You can do this. You, even as little and alone as you feel right now, you've got this. And then with those other two women, the three of us became the turtles' cheerleaders. We were in awe, laughing and smiling and yelling, "You can do it. You can do this hard thing because you were made for this journey." And as I looked in the eyes of each of these women and into my own soul, I realized we were actually talking to ourselves, to that tiny little alone feeling part of ourselves, that we were each doing something really hard in our lives too. We were present with that turtle and with each other, cheering her on as we reminded ourselves of our true nature as well. "You can do this," we shouted. So yes, being a true Jesus follower is hard, even without the ambient light all around us, distracting us from our way. Even without all of the human-made threats to our path, our steady state and flow, the way of love can be hard to follow because we're human. But when we wise up, when we take those threats seriously and study them and become deeply curious about them, then we have the chance to change the way we live, to be wise people, to maybe even turn off some of those ambient lights all around us that distract us and lead us in the wrong direction. And then as we make our way, as we each do those hard things we need to do to abide with Jesus, we can, each of us, become cheerleaders for each other. We can circle around each other, protecting each other from the crowds, the people running by, the traffic of urgency and foolishness. When we witness the miracle of seeing someone in their flow, in that steady state of love, moving toward the divine in the way of Jesus, we can shout out, "You have got this. You can do hard things because God made you for exactly this purpose, for exactly this moment." As Paul states, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared us in advance to do." The nature of the turtle has a lot to teach us. Slow down. Don't get distracted. Find your flow. And like turtles, as wise people together, we can make our way toward abiding with Jesus in that flow, that steady state of love. Amen.